listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Do you love hymns? Do you love learning about hymns? More so, do you enjoy the idea of writing hymns? Sarah, have you sat down and tried writing hymns before?
I have written hymns, mostly for the Ladies' Lounge because we make it into episodes. But yes, I have.
You have written hymns. I don't think I've seen any of your hymns.
Because they're not probably suitable for public consumption outside of the Ladies' Lounge.
Well, we have something for you and for other aspiring hymn writers, or maybe experienced hymn writers as well. I think this might be a great experience for everyone. The annual Prevalet Hymn Writing Workshop at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine by visiting cui.edu. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. John Vicker, Associate Professor of Practical Theology and Dean of Chapel at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Dr. Vicker, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Always great to be here. Thank you.
Also joining us today, Katie Sherman, author and storyteller, most notably author of Anthems of Zion series from Concordia Publishing House. Katie, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
I love our visits.
It's always fun. Also joining us in studio, Dr. Lisa Clark, hymn writer and senior editor of curriculum resources at Concordia Publishing House. Welcome back.
It's a pleasure, always.
I always love our chats. Every time you come to the studio, you have something fun to tell us about what's going on at CPH. And this time we get to talk about hymns, which I know is, and hymn writing, which is just a sweet spot for you. I know you love it.
It really is. Yep, absolutely.
So Dr. Vicker, what have we learned in past Prevalet hymn writing workshops that is going to shape what we're doing this year?
Well, I think the biggest thing we've learned is to bring on quality presenters. And we've had some good ones. We had Stephen Starkey at our first. I think Lisa has done one before. So now we're trying. We had I've had a number over the years. So this is our fifth Prevalet workshop. We've also learned to, you know, be sure to have plenty of donuts and coffee and a meet and greet at the beginning. And the coaching, I think, at the end of the conference is a useful thing. So these are some of the things we've learned.
So you've mentioned meet and greet, you've mentioned teaching and coaching. Tell us what actually happens during the Prevalet hymn writing workshop.
Okay, very good. Well, the first thing we do, I always have a section, a time to go through and work through Austin Lovelace's Anatomy of Hymnody. The thing that little volume does, and it's been around for about 40 years, is it tracks through the various types of meters. And we're talking about hymn writing of texts. And so, you know, the difference between an iambic meter and a trochaic meter and how many syllables and accents on the right syllable, all that kind of stuff. Just a kind of a Cliff's Notes version of that book. We spend time on that. And this is important for budding hymn writers, those that want to give it a shot, to which this conference is basically geared primarily. And then we usually have a presenter from out of town who comes in and presents their version of hymn writing, how they go about what inspires them, the areas that they've looked at. And so we have two very fine ones today for this conference. And then we go to lunch. I also invite a couple of other local hymn writers and hymn experts to come along and be part of the conference. They go out to lunch with the presenters. After lunch, we come back for an hour, hour and a half of coaching for anybody who wants to share their materials with one of the presenters or one of the other regional experts on hymn writing. So that's the basic day. It's a good time is had by all.
So the two presenters this year, Katie Sherman and Dr. Lisa Clark. And Lisa, I know you've presented before. And so coming back, is this your second or?
Second time presenting. I've been a coach, I think, every time, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right.
So I've been blessed to be able to see all of the presentations as well.
What do you, as a participation or as a coach in the event, in the hymn writing workshop, what do you love about gathering together with hymn writers?
It's always a treat to gather with people who love something you love, of course, and to learn from one another. I think that's always the beauty of hymn events in particular, I think, with workshops and things. From the very beginning, when I started writing hymns, workshops were such a blessing to me. I always learned something very valuable, not only from the presentations, but also from the coaching. And I've been thankful that I've been able to coach others as well. But yeah, sitting in the back of the room and listening to Steve Starkey or David Ragner or somebody talking about their craft, it's so fun to just kind of hear their take on it, their approach. I definitely consider Steve a mentor of mine. And so to kind of continue to learn from him has been a blessing as well.
What will you be presenting on this year?
I am going to be presenting on hymn writing as teaching this time. Katie and I had a text session when we were trying to figure out what we were going to do, because we wanted to kind of do something that would complement one another and our topics. And I can talk about that as we go on, but that has become a theme that has become increasingly important to me.
Katie, what do you enjoy about gathering with like-minded creative people?
Well, I find that the creative process in general has its own seasons. There are these blustery, flustery times where you're brainstorming and gathering ideas and just trying to, you know, fill your palette with all the colors you can. And then there are more isolated times where you're narrowing down all those color choices. So what I love about a workshop is it's a blustery, flustery time. And everybody gets to stimulate each other. I mean, it's not just that Lisa and I are going to have the pleasure of coaching people, but we're going to be stimulated by everybody's texts. It's a delight to see a successful poetic line. It's memorable. It sticks with you in a way that other forms of writing don't. So I'm excited to be all blustered and flustered.
Are you going to put blustery and flustery into one of your hymn texts? This is actually what I need to know.
You know, I'm choosing not even to use appropriate words that are actually probably real right now. So, you know, I'll see if I can't work that in a nice 6-8, you know, metered hymn for you, Sarah.
Yeah, anapestic.
Anapestic, yeah.
There
if you could set it to a jig tune, please, Dr. Beaker.
I love it.
For organ.
Yeah, for organ with reeds.
That would be amazing. What are you presenting on, Katie?
As Lisa rightly characterized, and what she's not saying is that I was in a panic and texted her and was like, what are you presenting on? And she graciously made me choose. So I have chosen hymn writing as storytelling, because it's probably obvious, but something that's important to me in a hymn text is the story that it tells. I love a tightly crafted hymn, but to me, part of that crafting is the narrative from start to finish. And there are different techniques we can apply to storytelling in all different, you know, media. But in this particular one, you have few words to choose from. And so it tightens that narrative in a way like no other craft. And so I'm excited to explore the narrative of storytelling for the purpose of encouraging and inspiring narrative in hymn writing.
Katie, what's a good example of a hymn that tells a story well with narrative?
I love Go to Dark Gethsemane because it is a narrated hymn. There's a narrator, and the narrator is some kind of authority or teacher or parent of some kind. And that narrative voice is taking us by the hand and leading us to different scenes in Holy Week. And then that narrator is teaching us because there are imperatives, watch. You know, go. And something that I think is beautiful is that in the form of this hymn, the final line is always pointing out to us what is being taught in that particular scene. But the final stanza, the imperative is given to Christ himself, which then brings back the point that whoever is teaching us in this hymn, Jesus is the one who can do the verbs, shall we say. And then he's also the teacher. He's the one who can really teach us all these eternal truths. And so that to me is an excellent example of telling the story of Christ's passion, but almost as if like we are alongside Dante walking through, you know, all the different worlds and observing and then learning from that. So I do like that kind of storytelling.
What I'm hearing from both of you is that even if you maybe just dabble in hymn writing or like, I don't know that I actually want to write a hymn, if you just go for the morning and listen to both of these wonderful women and Dr. Beaker talk about
I'm just tagging along
hymnody in a way that makes you think more deeply about what you're singing just out of our own hymnal, it is well worth your time. I went to the one with Stephen Starkey, that first one. I love hymns. I learned so much. Did I write a hymn afterwards? No, but I learned so much about hymnody. It's so interesting to dive even deeper into our hymns in a way that both of you are talking about. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, you can kind of think of it as a behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Even if you're not necessarily intending to write a hymn, but you'd love to know what goes behind the scenes of crafting a hymn, definitely come. And you never know, maybe you'll get inspired and you try your hand at it too. But at the very least, you will absolutely come away with a deeper appreciation of hymns. And you can look at hymns that you know and love through the lens of what you've learned that day.
Yeah, which is always a worthwhile practice. But if you are interested in writing a hymn, which is what this workshop is primarily for, tell us about hymn coaching. What actually happens when you coach someone?
Yeah. So typically you come with a text or more and you show it to the person, the coach, and the coach will read it kind of with you in real time and then give some comments. You might have some specific questions to help guide what you're looking for from the coach, but they give perspective. And that has been, for me, terrifying and so valuable. I remember being so scared walking up to Dr. John Feaker. He's going to look at my text and what's he going to say? And
isn't he the kindest critic ever, though?
Absolutely, yes. And just to walk up to a coach and share something that means something to you, that's come out of you, and to get valuable, kind, and constructive feedback has been very formative in my own growth as a hymn writer.
Katie, your thoughts on coaching as well? What do you look forward to in this coaching experience?
Well, Lisa is right. It's terrifying. It's always hard to take a piece of work and then put it before somebody with the intent of it being critiqued. That's just scary. But the gift in that moment is that oftentimes when we are creating a hymn, we're very close to the text. Sometimes we're too close to it to see maybe certain patterns that we're stuck in or words we're overusing, or maybe we're not kind of settling into the right poetic foot. And the nice thing about having somebody like Dr. Feaker in front of you is, one, truly kind. He wants you to succeed. And so he's going to not only help you see where something can be better, but he's going to, you know, also equip you to do that. And who doesn't want to be equipped to do something better? So that's the benefit of coaching. But also sometimes the response is simply, yeah, that's wonderful. Great, great. Looks good. And that's a happy moment.
We are looking forward to the Prevale Hymn Writing Workshop at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. It's coming up February 28th. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment, as well as a hymn festival along with the Hymn Writing Workshop as well. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Concordia University Irvine, you have the freedom to explore your future and your faith. Across over 60 on-campus and online programs, you'll experience Christian education that's uniquely designed to develop the whole person, to prepare you not just for your career, but for all of your callings in life. Here you'll explore life's toughest questions, gain lifelong skills, and make relationships that last a lifetime. Concordia University Irvine. Learn more at cui.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're looking forward to the Prevale Hymn Writing Workshop at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, February 28th. Today, we're talking with Reverend Dr. John Feaker, Associate Professor of Practical Theology at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Katie Schuerman, author and storyteller, and Dr. Lisa Clark, hymn writer and senior editor of curriculum resources at CPH, all involved with the upcoming Prevale Hymn Writing Workshop at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Katie and Dr. Clark will be presenting. And Dr. John Feaker, what will you get to do at the Prevale Hymn Writing Workshop this year?
Well, try to keep the wheels from coming off the wagon, mostly. There's always, you know, we need to get the donuts there in the morning, so that kind
stuff.
Of thing. I'll be presenting on the Cliff's Notes of the Austin Lovelace volume that I mentioned, but I'm also interested in the coaching in particular. Of course, hearing the presenters, but the coaching that happens, you have quite a range of people. You have some who are just learning the basic mechanics of how to make how to get 7 syllables in the first line and 6 syllables in the second line and do that again and have a 7-6-7-6 meter turnout. And then you have some that are, we've done this now for 5 years, some that are coming back and are quite advanced. This workshop really started because the seminary has a scholarship for writing hymns that's offered to students. And I remember the first year here, I think we had one entry, and I thought, we need to prime the pump. We need to help folks learn how to write some hymns. And that's how the workshop got started. And it's been a joy to see some of these students, you know, because the scholarships are like $3,000. They're not chump change here. They're pretty significant. And there's three winners that are picked. We receive the entries by August 1st, and then we adjudicate them blind. There's a group of four professors and others who we just get the text from the financial aid office and adjudicate them. And some of these guys are coming back now, second, third time that they've written texts and are quite good. So this is exciting. And then we'll be premiering the three winners from last fall this semester in chapel, their hymns. And so it's a great thing to see growth and progress in all of this.
Dr. Vicker, what is the value of growing more hymn writers, especially through this scholarship program at the seminary? So you have men and women in formation at the seminary to be church workers. What is the value of having this experience of really forming into hymn writers as well through this workshop and this opportunity?
You know, I just believe that the Holy Spirit has many gifts to continue to give through new texts, new hymn texts that are interpreting the scriptures. I mean, every hymn text, if it's a good one, is saying something about what's in the scriptures. It's a hermeneutical move. It's an interpretation of something going on in the Bible. And then how Christ is at the center of every page of scripture and in the center of that text. So how that comes through, most of the great hymn writers of the past have been clergy, although this year we're going to be highlighting female hymn writers at the hymn festival. Most of them have been clergy, so there's a similarity, I think, between writing hymns and writing a sermon. Like somebody says, a good sermon has a beginning and a middle and an end. Sometimes the end doesn't come quite quickly enough, but it's true of a good hymn, has a beginning and a middle and an end that hold together. Katie was talking about narratives, how that tells a story or it teaches. So again, these are important pieces, and these are the things that we try to focus on.
In addition to the hymn writing workshop on February 28th, we also get to enjoy a hymn festival at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis in the near future as well. And there's a correlation between the hymn writing workshop and the hymn festival as well. Dr. Vicker, you want to share some details with us about the hymn festival as well?
Yes, we're very excited this year to be able to hold a hymn festival the next day after the workshop. So it would be on Sunday, March 1st at 4 p.m. in the chapel of St. Timothy and St. Titus. And we will, in this hymn festival, be featuring the hymns of Lisa Clark and Katie Sherman. But we're framing the hymn festival within the three hymns that are written by hymn writers, female hymn writers of the past. The title of the hymn festival is The Only Son from Heaven, which you may recall is the first line of a hymn by the mother of all female hymn writers in the Lutheran tradition, Elizabeth Krusiger, who was a companion and compatriot of Dr. Martin Luther during the Reformation, and wrote this wonderful hymn and set the standard, so to speak, that yes, women are also writing hymns for the church. So this hymn festival feature three new hymns by Katie and three by Lisa, and then three hymns from female hymn writers of the past. And we're looking forward to seeing how this turns out.
I'm so excited for this, by the way. Elizabeth Krusiger is one of my favorite people, and she's a fantastic hymn writer. So that's exciting. It's exciting to sing hymns from both you, Lisa, and you, Katie. Dr. Vicker, tell us about who is going to be participating in this hymn festival.
Well, it's looking like, I'm looking here to see who all is involved in this. It's the choirs. I'm trying to figure out which choirs. I know Laudamus is involved and several of our other standard choirs under the leadership, the very capable leadership of Dr. Samuel Etherton, our cantor here at the seminary. So yeah, it'll be the usual wonderful music. There'll be some new tunes that are being premiered. I've been collaborating with Katie on a couple of her texts, and I know Dr. Etherton has collaborated for many years with Lisa on her texts. So we'll be hearing some new tunes and some familiar tunes. You don't want to have a hymn festival with all new tunes because it's a real drag for people that may not read music. Hopefully all of the tunes will become familiar by the time you've got to the last stanza. They aren't going to be too hard.
Yes, the St. Louis Lutheran Chorale will also be singing.
Okay, I
will be
thank you.
In that group singing.
Okay, well, then there you go.
Very, very much looking forward to that. Lisa, what are you looking forward to with this hymn festival?
So many things. This is my second hymn festival. Well, the first was at Hope Lutheran Church in St. Louis, which is where I went to church as a child from age 3 to about age 14. And that was exciting. I don't know in my wildest dreams I'd ever thought that there'd be a hymn festival that I'd be participating in at the seminary, either of our seminaries. So this is just one of those moments that I'm so grateful for. And I'm excited for the fact that this is in partnership with Katie, a friend for many years, and also just thanking God for the way God can use women hymn text writers. Just again, just providing that opportunity to learn and give thanks for that gift that God's given us at our church.
Katie, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
Well, in my opinion, Lisa is the most prolific female hymn writer of our age here in the LCMS. So it's an honor to be on the same bulletin as her and to just enjoy the glorious sound waves rolling over us in that beautiful chapel. I think a personal delight for me is to get to work with my mentor and friend, Dr. John Beaker. It's such a privilege to have him contemplate my texts, let alone put them to song. And so that's maybe even more delightful than holding a new published book in your hand. There's something about music that is so special. It's a different kind of collaboration than writing a book, because writing a book, you're collaborating with critics, right? With editors and illustrators and publishers. But when you're a lyricist and a composer, a team, it is truly like an equal collaboration of, you know, marrying a text to a tune and then, you know, setting it musically. So that's just a very special experience.
A joyful one.
Tell us what we need to know in order to attend the Prevalet Hymn Writing Workshop as well as the Hymn Festival.
Well, to go to the workshop, you can go to csl.edu and look for Prevalet, and you'll find the registration there. There's a place to register. It's only $15. And you get a copy of Austin Lovelace's book that we're talking about as part of it, plus lots of donuts and coffee. That's the way to register. It's going to be Saturday, the 28th of February, here at the chapel at the campus of Concordia Seminary. And then the Hymn Festival is the next day on Sunday, March 1st, here at the chapel as well at 4 p.m.
Very good. All that can be found at csl.edu. We'll also share a link to both of those events in the program notes today as well. It has been a delight speaking with all of you and learning about this upcoming hymn writing workshop and hymn festival as well. The Reverend Dr. John Beaker, Associate Professor of Practical Theology and Dean of Chapel at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Dr. Beaker, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Katie Sherman, author and storyteller, and author of Anthems of Zion. It's a series from Concordia Publishing House, and she will be presenting at the Prevalet Hymn Writing Workshop as well. Katie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for always being such grand supporters of the arts.
Dr. Lisa Clark, hymn writer, senior editor of curriculum resources at Concordia Publishing House, and one of the presenters, featured presenters at the Prevalet Hymn Writing Workshop. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, I really appreciate the opportunity.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.